Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome, 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 welcome back. I love that you are here. I love that you are here. And I want to say a big thank you. Best rockstar podcast audience ever. And you're going to love how you're going to feel today. You are going to feel enlightened. Ooh, have you felt enlightened lately? You're going to feel enlightened. So thank you for joining us today. We love and adore you. You know that because you hear it all the time. And thank you for sharing the episode and making comments. And thank you to our international world. Oh my goodness, we are almost by the end of this year, we are going to be able to tell you and thank you for over 400 episodes. I know, right? How did that happen? I don't know how that happened. But we are going to be enlightened today with Miss Liz Gallerner. And if you have been hanging out with us on this podcast, if you've been hanging out with us on stage, if you've been hanging out with us at the Oscars or the Emmys events, or you've been hanging out with us on TV, you know who this woman is. And we are going to dig a little deeper today because this woman is an expert. She owns Enlightened Communication Institute. Now, you probably know her as the incredible author of Divorce Well and Thrive, which if you think about that, there's probably some enlightened communication skills that she's going to teach because she specializes in high-stake conversations. She specializes in difficult conversations, and she specializes in conversations where people feel good after, right? That people get what they need, they are heard, they are seen, and they feel good about that. Now, if you are going to be at the next Emmys, you too can be seen and be heard by Miss Liz Gallerner, because she is going to be at the Mariana Gifting Suite during Emmys week, and she is going to be gifting you information. She's going to be gifting you enlightened communication. She's going to be having conversations with you, and you are going to get a signed copy of her book. So you need to reach out to her and figure out the deets on that. But in the meanwhile, I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to let her, considering she's the communication expert, take it from here and share a little bit about who she is, what she does, and why she does it. So Liz, thank you for being on Mission Accepted today.
Thank you so much for that awesome introduction. And I hope we all feel enlightened at the end of this and during. So a little bit about me. I have been serving people for probably 4 decades. I am a psychotherapist, transformational coach, author, speaker, artist. And what I've learned over the years is that communication, really good communication, is the key to just about everything. Everything we do, from going to the grocery store, to signing a business deal, to having a really important relationship conversation or friend conversation. That's what moves our lives, right? How we communicate with each other. So that's pretty cool, actually.
That is very cool. And I know that people know that, and we know that, right? We, you know, hands up if you've ever had a conversation of sideways, you know, hands up if you've ever tried to get your point across and it's not landing, right? Hands up if you've ever been afraid to have a conversation because you feel intimidated by someone, or you're caught in fear, or you're kind of going internal and, oh, I love this. When you need to have a conversation with someone, and it keeps you awake at night, or it's the first thing that wakes you up in the morning and you can't seem to shake it because you're really vested in how that conversation goes and the result that you want it to go. So I know that you just mentioned, you know, some different scenarios where communication, I know that we all know what the word enlightened communication is, like enlightened means and communication. But why don't you put those two together and what was that important? I know that words are important too. What was it about that word that highlights the result of what people have after they work with you?
So the reason I chose enlightened is that when we really are present to what we want, what our vision is, what we're wanting to achieve, and we're not scared, there has to be something that happens to help us not be scared. And that thing is usually really trusting your heart, trusting what you want to do. And sometimes for some people, for myself, listening to some guidance, you know, internal guidance, what is my higher self really saying? So there's a level of enlightenment in just being still and listening and knowing what opens your heart or closes your heart so that you know exactly, you know, where you want to go with something or what you really want to say or what you want the outcome to be. And, you know, I love what you were talking about, Deb, you know, the up all night, thinking about the outcome. There are so many of us, and definitely many times in my life, where I've like played it out. Or we're sitting in a conversation and we play it out. And if we're doing that, we're not there. So we don't hear what the person's saying, and we can't really respond to what they're saying, and they can't respond to us because we're not actually sharing. So when we put all those things together, I feel like that's enlightenment. I mean, we can have lofty definitions of enlightenment, and maybe that's a piece of it too, but to just be actually there, not running ahead with what I want to say next, not, you know, oh my God, what are they going to do? Are they going to hate me? Are they going to be angry? Am I going to get what I need? I want that raise. How am I going to, right? I need to go buy groceries, pay my rent. When we can just be still, we do a lot better.
I know that we talked pre-show, and I know that, you know, you've got this incredible tagline that I think really gives people a vast understanding of how communication, right? It's from the bedroom to the boardroom to the bedroom. It's like from our intimate world to our business world and beyond. These are where high-stake conversations and difficult conversations happen. Right. For anyone who's out there right now who hasn't read your book, taken your course, spent some time with you, I think if you can give some insight on how does someone pull back the reins, go into your body like you're talking about, somehow let go of these expectations, like what's something that someone can do that might be listening right now that goes, oh yeah, I am in that place right now.
Yeah. So this is going to sound really silly, but one of the quickest ways to step back and take a breath is to put all your attention on your feet.
Ooh.
To actually connect to your feet, feel what your feet are on or in, your shoes on the earth, your feet on the floor, whatever. Really put all your attention on your feet. Because if you're putting your attention on your feet, really putting your attention on your feet, then you're not thinking about anything else. You're not worried about anything else. You're not doing anything else. And all of a sudden, you're much more in your body. And when we are worried or thinking ahead, you know, it's like we're cut off at the neck. Like we're just all up here doing all this thing, running away, you know, and we need to be in our bodies to make a decision, to have a choice. So I tell all my clients, like there's you know, my quantum presence technique is, it goes with this, but the quickest, simplest, most wonderful way, easiest, put your attention on your feet. Everybody should try it. If you're listening, just try it. Take a breath and just put your attention on your feet. All those thoughts, just right down in there, little elevator all the way down. feel the earth.
Yeah, I'm doing it as we speak.
You know, to start feeling your feet tingle or get heavy or solid, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden we're here. And that's not complicated. I mean, it takes a little effort.
And maybe some practice.
Definitely practice. But if you only have to remember that,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot.
Yeah. Where do you find that most people get jammed up? Like, where are most of the phone calls coming in from? Like, what are you hearing? I mean, you've been doing this, like you said, for a few days. And where are people getting jammed up?
Do you mean like situations or our lives or?
Yeah.
So I'm going to kind of make a general statement, which is that no matter what the situation, people get jammed up in their fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going to happen next? And then it's a whole other ball game. Which is why, I hate to be repetitive, but why I was saying put your attention on your feet.
Yeah.
And hands on heart is also a really good, nice thing to do with that, right? And just take a breath. So you're actually here. You know, let your nervous system settle down. Because it's the story that we tell, all of us, you know, one moment or another, about what we're actually worried about instead of what we are clear we want, that either mutes us or makes us get angry or say the wrong thing or, you know, react to something that hasn't even happened yet. Right? That's a good one. You know, like people say things because they think somebody's going to say something and they're already correcting it. That person, that's an assumption. That person may never have that thought.
Right.
Ever. That's our story.
Yeah. They're getting themselves all armored up, ready to debate it, ready to answer it. And you don't even know if it's going to be part of the conversation.
Yeah. Like, have you ever had that situation where, you know, you're so prepared for the badness, right? And if you've gotten into your body and had a moment, taken a breath and had the presence of mind to ask the question instead of react to what you think they're thinking, like, oh, how do you see, you know, what do you think about that? or, hey, I was wondering if you would be concerned that da 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 da, and they're going, oh, wow, I never thought of that. And so all of this midnight thinking, all this preparation was for nothing. And that's what I find happens a lot, is that we all get so bound up in what we're worried about or what we want to prepare for, that instead of so I have this little phrase that I really like, which is worry is not planning. Worry is not strategic, right? Worry is worry, right? So if we're worried, then let's figure out what we're worried about and have one idea or two ideas of what we're going to do should that happen and move on and wait and see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, right? And then we have a plan if that thing should occur, but worry is not preparation.
Right. I would imagine as we're talking, because people are asking for raises or vacation time, or there's different things for different people.
Right.
I would imagine some people come up against their stuff around even asking worthiness. Who am I to? And that's things to do with ourselves. That's not really got a lot to do with the other person.
Right.
What about in those situations? How can someone feel like they have a voice or have a right to that voice when the situation is different, maybe in a business negotiation where they're trying to get the deal? Someone else has, quote unquote, the power, if you want to say, or the ability to say yes or no in a way that affects
your life. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there are a couple of things. I think one is to, first of all, again, worry is not preparation, but preparation is really important, right? So how we prepare for something like that makes a difference. You know, one of the huge pieces about communication, and is really big in the course I teach, Enlightened Communication Through Luminous Living, is about the voices that we have inside of us, right? The voices you're talking about. I've made them archetypes, like the protector, the defender, the sensor, like what are you, you know, picking up? The scribe, like what's our history? All of those things. And a lot of times when somebody's asking for a raise or, you know, wanting to have a difficult conversation in a relationship or whatever, right. The self-talk is what's running the show. So I think for when that happens a lot for someone, I think it's really important to understand what that voice is saying. Right. Like really hear what it is. If it's like, I'm not worthy, or why would they give that to me? Or they're never going to understand what I'm talking about, or whatever. Because we all do these things. And to really ask if it's true. Right? Like, who told you that? Somebody told you that. You know, you weren't born with that thought.
Right.
Like, it didn't just, you know, show up out of nowhere. Somebody said it, whether it was a teacher or a peer in elementary school, or, you know, a parent, or somebody, you know?
Right.
Somebody said something that stuck for some reason, right? And so it's like, well, wait a minute, where did that come from? Is that really true? What do I think? What do I really think? Do I really think I'm not worthy of it? And if that person doesn't think they're worthy of it, then that's worth exploring with a professional to help heal that, because then there's some kind of wound that needs attention. But, you know, I think, again, another simple way. So in part of one of my techniques, I have people in their feet, hands on heart, nice deep breath, and saying, we can do it together. You know, it's like, I am here. I have a right to be here. I have a right to be here fully and freely. I am here and breathe, right? So if you want to do that with me for a minute and just hear what that feels like to people, I think. So let's just take a breath, put your attention on your feet. Tension on your hands and breathe into your hands through the heart. I am here. So say it.
Okay. I'm in, you guys. I am here.
I have a right to be here.
I have a right to be here.
I have a right to be here fully and freely.
I have the right to be here fully and free.
I am here.
I am here.
Nice deep breath into the heart. Attention on the feet.
Yeah.
Well, right?
You feel lighter, right? Like you feel, like I feel very present. I feel lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
A lot of people, when they do the whole thing, because we're doing like little snippets, right?
Yeah.
Feel really solid and neutral. Like, right? Like, there's not a whole lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
There's just, wow. This, like what I say to people and what I say to myself is, this is my spot on the earth. I have that right to be here. Everywhere I move is my spot on the earth. And when we come from that place and we want to say something from the, you know, the belief that we have the right, we want to be respectful. We want to be conscious of what, how and what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of ways to communicate something. And if we're just really paying attention to how, and that we, no one has to give us permission. we're here. We're here. And if we're here, we have a right to be here, or we wouldn't be here. Right? We are here. Yeah. And so we get to speak. We get to share. We get to do it respectfully. We get to do it responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We get to want to know what somebody else wants to say to us.
Right.
Right. And, you know, another good way, if somebody gets nervous, is to active listen, right? So if you say to me, oh, you know, what is it about enlightened communication you want to share? And I get nervous, I can say, oh, I hear you ask for me to share what it is I think is important about enlightened communication. And that gives me a minute to breathe and then settle and go, okay, here's what I think, right? It's like, it just, there are pausing, but also it lets that person know that you're listening.
Right.
That whatever you say, even if you don't agree with them, you've heard them.
Right.
And isn't that what we all want, is to be heard?
That's a big part of it, isn't it? That's a big part of communication is
yeah.
Yeah. You're right on top of it, because I was going to ask you, when people start to not remember what they were going to say, or an emotion comes and carries them away, and what are some of the ways? And also, I would imagine not all things get worked out in one conversation.
Right. Of course. Right? And it depends on what the thing is, right? If it's a grocery list, it might work.
Yeah. It's like, that's how that conversation, yeah.
Oh, you have that, you know, like, oh, well, I'm looking at the fruit. Let me text you and figure out.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's right. That. So there are a couple things about that I think are super important. And one is to be able to say, you know, I just need a second because I got a little anxious. Give me a minute to answer you. Or I felt a little, you know, confused, or I felt whatever it is you want to say that you feel.
Right. Right?
But it's just, let's pause for just a moment so I can really answer you. I want to think about that. You know, oh, I hear you say blah, blah, blah. Give me a minute to think about that. So not only are you actually being present to that person and hearing them, even though maybe you're doing it out of your own worry, you know, then you get to go, okay, well, what do I really want to say? And if you don't know what to say, it's way more easy to tell the truth than to make something up that you think is going to sound good, right? Like, I don't really know what to say to that. Because it makes me wonder if, la, 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 or help me understand why you want to know or what you'd like from me, right? Like, a lot of times people feel this urgency in conversation that they have to do something, and you don't have to do something. You do want to respond in some way, but how you do that doesn't necessarily mean an answer. It may mean, let's take a break and come back to this in 10 minutes.
Right. I imagine in your classes or your teaching or your privates, that people start to understand their communication style,
mm-hmm.
and help navigate other people's communication styles,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because some situations, well, do we ever have control? I mean, that's a whole other, that we could do.
Silly, yeah.
That one. But
only of ourselves.
When you're having a conversation with someone who is a completely different personality style, and is maybe not your partner in life, who's going to go, okay, I understand yours, right? There's lots of people in the world. If you're up against a negotiation or you're doing
right
or what have you. So I imagine it would be quite relieving to find out what your communication style is so that you can be adaptive to others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or in another set sort of another frame on that, which just reminds me of an executive coaching client I was just working with, it's, or be respectful of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just because it isn't our way doesn't mean it isn't an okay way.
Right.
Too. So, right. So yes. I mean, I think one of the things that I find is when people start to really understand what I'm going to call the archetypes inside of them or the self-talk they have or things like that, they understand what they're actually doing inside that makes their communication style a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And once you understand it, you actually have way more control over what you want it to be and what you do than if you are just being pushed by a reaction or an emotion or an assumption. Big red flag there, assumptions. And one thing that I think is useful, especially when somebody's up against a style they're not used to, is be curious. Ask a question, right? Like, find out where they're, what they're actually meaning by how they're being. You know, it's not like, why are you being the way you're being? Although sometimes that might work. But, you know, it's like, oh, can you tell me more about why that's so important to you?
Right. Well, I'm going to kind of go high level a little bit because we've been getting into the work and have this conversation around clearly it's important, clearly it's vast, clearly it's needed. I mean, you created a whole institution around this. I mean, this isn't just like a class on Thursday night, you know, people clearly are coming up against themselves or coming up against solutions that they're not wanting. And I'm going to ask you about that. So tell me a little bit when someone goes, well, that sounds good. Well, that sounds good. So this conversation I've been listening to Deb and Liz today, I can relate to that. I can relate to that. Where does one take that next step? Like when someone goes, someone may not, I mean, we're in it, right? You know, we're in business and entrepreneurship and communication all the time. We understand the beauty and the importance of making sure that you're communicating your deals properly or your sales properly or your conversation with your children properly. But for someone who's not quite been playing in that world, they're like, I'm going to take a communication course. What does that look like? I know you talked about some of the archetypes, but tell us why people go to the Institute. What are some of the choices?
Yeah. So I guess I never really think about it, even though I call it a course, right? I guess I don't actually think about it as a course. I think about it as experiencing, learning about and experiencing a part of you and all of us, really. We all have all of these. And so people come in, you know, we come in and we talk about what that is. And we might do, you know, everybody might read a little something together and talk about it. We might draw a little picture or a little abstract color that it's like, oh, this color feels like this. It's like, okay, great. But essentially, it's sort of being together, understanding that we're all growing and that there are some really specific ways we can get a handle on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost like having a mini retreat that's organic and supportive and fun. So like fun, which is why I guess I never think of it as a course.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's like, well, we're just going to have fun learning about how to do this better and who we are. And people are blown away by what shifts in the 10 weeks or depending on what they're taking, the 4 weeks or the 12 weeks or the 5-hour session with me, right? It's like they're all of a sudden thinking in a completely new way that feels like I had one guy say, I didn't believe any of this in the beginning. He was like, I'm just playing along. And then he said, at the end, he said, wow, like, I never would have thought of this. And it's so much easier. It's just so much easier. And now I know what to look for. You know, like when you have a roadmap, life gets a lot easier. Right? So hopefully that was a fairly
description. The truth of the matter is we're communicating all the time. We're communicating with our body. We're communicating with our words. We're communicating with our energy. We're communicating with the cash register, like the impact that we're making. And
exactly.
It's perfect everywhere, every time, what have you. But I think taking something that's exploratory about communication is absolutely going to make you different, more aware in your life, because we function on communication and it's almost like something that we don't even think about.
Right. And it's totally engaged in our emotional state. Mm-hmm. Right. It's like if somebody gets on a bus and the world, like the people around us, if somebody gets on a bus and they're nice to the bus driver.
Yeah.
And that affects that bus driver. And then he's nice to the next like 100 people that get on until somebody's really nasty. Right. So that's like, it's almost like, that's why I think earlier we were talking a little bit about how every communication is a high stakes communication. Because we affect ourselves and we affect the people around us. Yeah. And it's not just about this, right? It's about how we want to show up in the world.
Yeah. You know?
What our vision is for ourselves. So
it's all right.
It's a lot, but it's a little.
It's a lot, but it's a little. There you go. Da-da-da-da. My friend, please tell people where to find you. We have beautiful show notes, but if someone's listening to this right now and they're like, I got to go find her, where are they going to find you?
So they can find me at yourinspiredchoices.com or enlightenedcommunicationinstitute.com. Both of those places, there will be a link to get on a call with me or get more information about something. And I am always open to a conversation. Happy to talk with you for, 20 minutes or so and figure out what you need.
And of course, we mentioned the book. That'll be in the show notes as well. Divorce, Will, and Thrive. You can find her there. She's also co-authored in many other books on many other topics there. And then if you want to come down to the end,
she'll give you
a copy herself. This woman is on the carpet. She's on the carpet. Thank you for spending so much time with us today. I really appreciate it. I have one question that's completely off topic. Let's just talk about the power of music. And the first thing that comes to you, you're loving, you're gigging, the music that you couldn't imagine living without. If we shipped you off today with one suitcase and you could only put one album in that suitcase, what album are you taking with you to this island of you, record players, and maybe some Mai Tais? What are you going to take?
So I don't know the album name.
Okay.
And I'm not even sure, but I think it might have been U2, but where people are having the whole audience sing together.
You too. I'm a fan. So maybe The Streets Have No Name or...
Yeah.
Hey, there's so many that... So you're taking You Too. You're taking You Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You Too and Liz. Going to go rock it out.
Yeah. Right. On the beach.
And look at audience. I'm talking to you right now. If you want to be sitting where Liz is, we do all sorts of incredible things. Come on to the show. Come on to the group show. Come on to the TV show. Come on to the stages and the summits. If you've got something to say, if you've got a message that needs to be heard, there is not a message too small. There is not a message too big. Hit our stages. I want to hear from you. It's super easy. It's devdroman.com. It's like my name. I make it very, very simple for you. Drop down to the bottom of any page. There's a contact button. Put your name in there and I will reach out to you. We can have a conversation. So you've heard how to get a hold of Liz. She's everywhere to be found, including the many stages that she does for us. We're very grateful. So thank you, Liz, for being here. Audience, thank you. As also, we told you you'd be an enlightened. You are enlightened. Go do your thing. And as always, you be well and you stay groovy. And we will see you next week.
All right.